Choose Well campaign, the purpose of it is to really sort of make sure that ambulances are available to attend to life-threatening emergencies. What we've seen in the last few years is a gradual rise in demand, but recently, over the last 3 years, we've seen a dramatic rise in demand for, shall we say, urgent care rather than emergency care. I don't think that's because of anything going wrong in the system or whatever. I think it's just people's expectations are more from the ambulance service nowadays, and possibly we're becoming victims of our own success in turning up so quick as we do. But what we're aiming to do is to inform people what else is out there as an alternative to calling an ambulance for sort of minor ailments and injuries, really.
So have you any examples of times where an ambulance might have been called in an inappropriate situation?
Yeah, we get many calls for things like old injuries, if you like. If someone's strained the back or strained the shoulder, perhaps doing a bit of gardening, and it hangs about for 3 days, then we do get 999 calls for that type of injury. People who've, during the winter, for instance, we've got inundated with people with the vomiting virus, which really needed to be treated at home, perhaps by a GP or whatever. But because at that time, the people thought, well, you know, this is an emergency to us, and the emergency services is 999, so we get called. We're obviously very good at the emergency control centre, are very good at dispatching, taking calls and then dispatching ambulance immediately. So sometimes we're on scene while the caller is still on the phone to the control room, and sometimes it doesn't give us the time then to actually get more information about the call before the ambulance is arrived.
The information leaflet, that sort of sets out different possible situations or injuries and then sort of directs people to the best place to go, is that it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it gives some choices. You know, in a 999, obviously it's A&E or ourselves, but if it's things like cuts, strains, itches, sprains, you can obviously see your doctor, or you can, if you're in the Ramsey area, you can pop into the Ramsey MIU, because contrary to belief, obviously the Ramsey MIU is open to everybody on the island. You can contact your pharmacist for certain things, and they run a very good scheme, a minor ailment scheme, where they can actually prescribe and give you medicines over the counter, as well as obviously self-care advice as well.